Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, and welcome to a podcast of things we are just about to do on the radio, which hopefully turns out right. If this never gets released, then it didn't. So you know now, if you're not listening to this, it must have been a bad show. Does that make any logical sense? Anyway, so we did this radio show, went through the newspapers, found some old rubbish, probably to do with seagulls. That seems to be the main thing these days, isn't it? In the tabloids, used to be the day when you could find out about, what was the other crap that they talked about? Aliens and AI and all that. I've got the hic, I've got the burps, that's what I've got going on. Anyway, we did a radio show, it came out like this. On the show today, various stories. We might be talking about some Doctor Who. You know me, I'm a big old nerd. You give me some sci-fi, I'll be talking about that. The Dorset Knob Festival's in the news again. You all know why we're talking about that. It's funny, isn't it? Not just because Dorset's a weird word. What's that story? That's rubbish. Probably won't talk about that one. Do you own any vinyl? Got some bad news for you. You might have to agree with Greta Thunberg. And MPs are ditching dating apps. Because of that honey trap thing. No, we won't. No, I feel harsh. Because, you know, they're all human. You can fall for these honey trap things. But the guy who's got in the main trouble is a guy called William Ragg. I will say this. If you're Mr. and Mrs. Ragg having a boy and thinking, what should we name our boy? Maybe you don't pick a word that is commonly shortened to, well, anyway, we're all way ahead of me on that joke, aren't we? You know the Dorset Knob Contest? Which is a type of biscuit, before anyone thinks, like, I like to vote for that farmer. The game of knob eating has been removed from the event due to health and safety fears. You can't even eat a biscuit now. The Dorset Knob Festival will take place in July, after a gap of 5 years. The quirky event is a celebration of the traditional Dorset Knob biscuit, a dry and tough delicacy made from bread dough. And now they're banning eating the thing. You can still throw it, but you can't eat it. Now, childish jokes about the name of it aside, if you invite me to a biscuit-related festival, and I'm not allowed to eat them, I'm only allowed to throw them, I'm going to be calling you a few words that mean biscuit, because I like a biscuit. There's a news story which, I don't know if you can spot why I like this news story. I will read you the details of this news story. Try and see if you can work out why I, Stephen Allen, like this news story. Here goes. Blokes with names that begin with a B or an S are the biggest hunks. Ah. While women think that women with a C or a J are the hottest. Researchers quizzed over 2,000 Brits, asked them to reveal the names of the three hottest partners they ever had. And for the ladies, they said, if it begins with a B, it begins with an S, game on. Now, my name does not begin with a B. However, I would just like to take this moment to take credit for my help in skewing this survey. You can't prove that it's not mainly me. And that's what I like about this kind of news. It's really useless. And obviously everyone's seeing the letters BS and you've probably got other comments about that. But I'll take it. That's the closest thing to a compliment I'll get today. Bananarama, are you a big fan? Me too. I interviewed two members of Bananarama, and this is before when there were only two. This was after the whole debacle of one leaving and going to Shakespeare's sister. So, Bananarama star Karen Woodward has revealed how she and her bandmates were told off by the police for going topless. How dare they? Honestly, is there no justice? Karen said that she was on a beach in LA in the 80s with fellow bananas. Siobhan, so, you know, before the split, and Sarah, and they decided to whip their bikini tops off. They were really starting something. Hey. She said that the police turned up and ordered them to put them back on. So they, just get me right, are they the normal police, the fashion police, or the fun police? Because something, or was it Sting who turned up and was like, come on, this is the 80s, we're all bands, we've got standards to keep here, love. I don't know if you are married or not. I'm not asking. Modern couples want marriage vows to include a promise to do half the housework. One in three believe that a pledge to share the household chores should be included. One in three. Interesting. So could you imagine it would be a half? This is not even gender specific, is it? If one person out of a couple That's 50%, whether it's a bloke or a woman, 50. So it's interesting that it's lower than the half, isn't it? Youngsters the most keen, with 56% of Generation Z believing that it would keep their marriage strong. Yeah, good luck with that. If you think you could have in your vows this pledge of the domestic mundanity, and at some point you could bring it up and say, can you just do the dishes? No, I don't want to. You vowed, and you don't think that might make people want to break those vows? Older generations have to be unfaithful to break the vows. Simply not doing the dishes would break your vow. Next thing you know, your marriage is over. No, if you want to keep a relationship together, get a cleaner. There you go. That's how you do it. Not an attractive one. That makes it worse. But you know what I'm saying. I find this story sad. Spa and hotel customers are being offered supersized bathrobes because guests keep piling on the pounds. We're all getting fatter. And you can go to spas where they give you a dressing gown. In a spa, that's all you really wear, isn't it? You check in, you get in your dressing gown. You're just in a dressing gown to be done stuff to for a while. And then at the end of it, you get your dressing gown off and you get dressed. But now they're giving you a larger dressing gown because we're all bigger. Well, now I'm not going. No, that was part of the fun of going to a spa, was the dressing gown not quite meeting. It was, because legally, you're not allowed to do that anywhere else. But in a spa, it's their fault for not giving you a big enough dressing gown, isn't it? I remember when I went in for my little operation, they gave me one of those gowns that opens at the back. I thought, well, that's a shame. Because I don't want to be recognised in hospital. So if you have it at the front, no one will recognise you because no one will look you in the face, will they? So, yeah. I don't know if you saw my newspaper column on Friday in the Romford Recorder. There's a version of it on my website. It's a bit longer. Basically, I was ranting about the water. Because of the boat race, you know, there was so much E. coli in the Thames. And the Thames is not that far away, is it? You know, you can nip and go and see it if you want to. And it's full of human waste. And it's bad for the rowers. Now we read that bosses from Ofwat and the Environment Agency had a swanky £100 dinner with Water UK just days before plans for a major bill hike were reported. So Ofwat, and they can Ofwat for all I care, and the Environment Agency met up with Water UK, that's a body that represents the water industry. Had a great old time, and somehow we're paying for it. Oh. Environment Agency Chief Alan Lovell accepted a £96 dinner from Water UK. Oh, that's nice. Right? Firstly, actually not just entirely, if you were the waiter at this event, I hope you did in their water what they do in ours. And that would have made it worth the money. I like this story, but then again, I would because I'm miserable. Motivational phrases like, you got this, and it is what it is. Wine people light up, according to a survey. 1 in 10 of us say that they dislike being told, you got this. I mean, grammatically, it bothers me as well. What, you have? Do you mean I have this? I got this? What is it, a disease? What? Another 12% see red when they're faced with a problem and they're told, well, it is what it is. Yeah, that's what the verb to be means, you absolute. 16% hate the phrase, happiness is a choice, and find it insulting. I prefer the other one. I think moaning is a choice. It is, isn't it? So shut up. Does that help? I probably should get into the business of writing motivational pillows and, you know, mugs. Being a miserable faced beep is a choice. So shave face. It might not all fit on a. I just realised I did it once. So I bought someone a candle, and you know you can have personalised candle with their first name and surname, but instead I changed the first name to a very rude word, and the second word was repellent. And I wonder if he got rid of them. Yeah, well, I don't really see them much anyway. According to this piece of research, if you're looking for the correct beverage to get your love life up and running again, a cheeky hot chocolate puts Brits in the mood, apparently. It's the go-to bedtime beverage for 2 in every 10 of the people surveyed. A late-night cuppa gets a cup of tea gets 18% of us in the mood. What are you, Nora Batty? What's going on here? Alcohol only rated in third place with 12%. I think in part, I don't think a hot chocolate puts you in the mood for... I think there's a proximity effect, isn't there? Like, you tend to drink hot chocolate late at night and you tend to... late at night. I don't think a hot chocolate particularly gets you in the mood unless I've been doing it all wrong, it almost seems more like you just want to go to bed. It's like having a Horlicks, I was going to say. Oh, I know what it is. You say the word Horlicks, but if you're whispering it late at night, it seems like you're saying something else. Oh, no, I see how it happens. It all makes sense now. All right, a couple of new stories to do podcast only with, because we couldn't really broadcast some of these. Oh, I did promise Doctor Who. Doctor Who fans are fuming because the BBC is releasing new episodes on midnight on a Friday for American audiences, because that's where some of the money's coming from now. But on, why do you care? It would have been on a Saturday at 7 p.m. You can now watch it earlier, and you're moaning that... And if ever there's someone who doesn't, who shouldn't moan about what time something's on, it's fans of Time Travellers. Do you know what I mean? A humiliated woman, 38, was kicked off her flight for not wearing a bra under a T-shirt in Salt Lake City, Utah. And I don't know what the Joker was going to do about that. Something about, you should have stowed those away. I don't know. There's the Seagull story. I might leave that to tomorrow. I've got loads of these now. 6 in 10 young adults aim to be their own boss by the age of 30. Yeah, we did that as well, but it doesn't always pan out that way. A record number of students receive extra marks after claiming their studies have been hit by hay fever. Why didn't someone tell me about this? I don't have hay fever, but I am willing to lie. I could have pretend sneezed. I could have got myself a first rather than 2-1. Oh. There you go, live and learn, don't you? So that's all of the news covered that you possibly ever needed in podcast form. There'll be another one tomorrow. So actually, I wasn't strictly being true about it being all the news you needed. All the news you need for now, there'll be some more tomorrow. Subscribe to wherever you got this podcast. You can leave me a little tip if you want to throw a quid in my direction. You can do that on my Ko-fi. It's in the description. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, almost daily.